This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Amy Holmes. So we've been following a story this morning that began with details unconfirmed, reports that Pakistani Taliban leader Batula Masood may have been killed in a U.S. drone attack. Two Taliban fighters are just now saying that Masood is, in fact, dead. Those Taliban leaders say that a meeting was taking place to determine which of his top deputies would replace him. That's reporting from our partners, The New York Times. Joining us now is Jeremy Binney, senior analyst on terrorism and insurgency at Jane's in London. Thank you for joining us.
No problem.
So tell us about this latest news. Do these Taliban reports serve as final confirmation of Masood's death?
Well, I think the funeral tomorrow will probably be the final confirmation, but it looks pretty strong to me. It does look genuinely like he died.
So how do we know that this body is in fact his?
Well, essentially, the CIA would have had a pretty good idea who they were trying to target. The death of his wife has already been pretty much confirmed. That would have been coordinated with Pakistani officials to a certain extent, so that's why you're getting both Pakistani and U.S. officials saying that he might be dead. Now you're getting, and they would have also listened into Taliban communications after the strike to see what the Taliban were saying about who was being killed, so that's a good source of information. And now you've got the Taliban themselves saying... out and saying that he's been killed.
Is there DNA evidence now, then?
There's unlikely to be DNA evidence. There's a very little chance of them actually recovering the body. The Taliban will be in possession of the body, and they'll probably bury him tomorrow.
Jeremy Binney at Jane's Defense Weekly. Who pulled the trigger on this, do you think? Was it the Pakistanis or the U.S.?
Well, the reports was it was a drone strike, and the CIA is responsible for this campaign of drone strikes, although they never officially comment on it. It's a classified program.
But with your understanding of rules of engagement, would that have been something that the Pakistanis would have green-lighted, or would the U.S. have done it autonomously?
Well, as I say, none of this is official, but essentially the Pakistani government has given a green light for these kind of strikes.
So how much of a blow will this be to the Taliban in Pakistan?
Well, it's... Batula Masood was extremely sort of infamous. He was definitely sort of the personification of the terrorist threat to Pakistan. He was seen as the number one most wanted guy, but... terrorism militancy in Pakistan is very much more than a one-man show, so the situation is likely to continue. Batula was sort of the latest in the line of a series of militant commanders, who have been killed, and another one steps up to take his place. And Batula Masood was just the latest, the most extreme, and arguably the most successful in sort of unifying a variety of Taliban factions against the Pakistani government.
Earlier, we talked to Andrew Exum, who said he thinks that this could have mixed consequences for Afghanistan. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's an opportunity for the new leader of the Pakistani-Taliban alliance to maybe change direction and say, we're not going to attack the Pakistan anymore. And that would give the Pakistani military an excuse to not go launch their promised offensive against South Waziristan. They were going to go in there and get Batula. Now there's going to be less pressure on them. And that means that the Pakistani Taliban might be able to sort of reorientate towards putting more men into Afghanistan to disrupt the forthcoming elections, etc.
Ugh, it's such a complicated chess match out there. Thank you so much for joining us. That was
my pleasure.
Jeremy Binney, senior analyst on terrorism and insurgency at Jane's of London.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.